This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A short time from now, the United States will sign a historic agreement with the Taliban in Qatar. It is a follow-on to a week-long U.S.-Taliban accord on a reduction of violence in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be a witness to the signing. Under the deal, Washington plans to reduce its troop level from 13,000 to about 8,600 in Afghanistan. In Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called today's event a positive move toward peace.
This will be only the first but very important first step towards a lasting peace agreement in Afghanistan.
Stoltenberg said the only permanent solution is a peace process involving the Taliban and the Afghan government. Direct talks between the two sides are tentatively scheduled to begin within 10 days. Afghanistan has pledged to release 5,000 jailed Taliban prisoners, while the insurgents are forbidden to allow extremists to launch attacks against America or its allied forces from Afghan soil. The war in Afghanistan is close to 20 years old. It is the longest armed conflict in U.S. history. More refugees and migrants have been gathering near Turkey's border with Greece today as they try to enter Europe to escape deadly airstrikes by government forces in Syria. There have been some scuffles with Greek border guards, and tear gas has been used. The European Union has warned that fighting in northern Syria could escalate into open war between Turkish and Russian-backed Syrian forces. 33 Turkish soldiers in Syria were killed in airstrikes this week. Here in the U.S., voters in South Carolina cast ballots today in a Democratic Party presidential primary, providing a dramatic run-up to next week's Super Tuesday marathon of balloting in 14 states. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who has stumbled badly in three primary season contests so far, is in need of a strong win in South Carolina to sustain his campaign. Self-styled Democratic Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders is seen as the frontrunner in the race for the presidential nomination going into today's voting. From Washington, this is VOA News.